Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We take a word every Wednesday and we kind of expound on it a little bit, find some scripture, sort of back it up. I did this as a school administrator 30 years ago. I did this as a parent. Try to give your kids wisdom, you know, give some words. Wisdom's the principal thing, therefore get yourself some. Why do you get wisdom? The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What do you do? Well, that means every day. I did it this morning. I'll do it tonight. Every day I pray the same prayer. Father, I give you permission. Teach me and my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom, Proverbs 3:16, comes long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? Long life. I want my kids to live a long time. Riches. Well, you know, I want my kids to get their own money, not my money. I want you to grow up, become very successful. Long life, riches. Now, the third thing is honor. I want you to bring honor to the family name. Somebody says, hey, is that your kid? I say, yeah, that's mine. I don't want to. And I've done it for you. Is that your kid? I don't know whose kid that is. I don't know. No, I want to be able to admit that's my kid. And there are no perfect kids because there's no perfect parents. But there are those that know how to fall down and get back up. We're not known as the perfect people. We're known as the getting back up people. So what you want? You want a noble child. What's that mean? You do what's right because it's right to do what's right. So I'm going to read this out of the dictionary. Noble, to be noble, a person of noble birth, means possessing outstanding qualities. To be exalted or of high rank. Possessing excellent qualities. Characterized by superiority of mind, character, ideals, or morals. It means characterized by having a superior mind. Characterized by having superior character. Morals. You do what's right because it's right to do what's right. Listen, we've all gone to school with people like this. Maybe worked with people like this. People that just do what's right because it's right to do what's right, not because it's convenient. Well, they do. They do what's right because it's right. That's a noble person. They always do what's right because it's right to do what's right, not because it's convenient or it's beneficial. No, it's noble. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to tell the truth. So I'm going to give you some scriptures on this. I like this. This is a great one. This is Proverbs 31, verse 10. Proverbs 31, 10, the NIV translation. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than riches and rubies. Who's worth more than riches and rubies? Your wife? My wife? Yeah, yeah. Why? Well, mostly because she'll tell you the truth. It says this, a wife of noble character, who can find? What does it mean? A wife who does what's right because it's right to do what's right, not because it's convenient. With their kids, with their life, with their neighbors, with their sisters, with their family, with their parents, with their spouse, she does what's right because that's right to do what's right. She is of noble character. She does what's right. I like this, Ecclesiastes 10:17, New Living Translation. Ecclesiastes 10:17. Happy is the land whose king is a noble leader. Happy is the land whose king is a noble leader. What does it do? He does what's right. What? He's not trying to get votes. He does what's right. He's leading. He was elected or selected to lead. He does what's right because he's leading. Not because people want to hug his neck and get bigger offerings. He does what's right because it's right to do what's right. We've all had those. Every generation has them. 1 Corinthians 1:26. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise, according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. What? What? What does that mean? Well, let's read it real slow again. 1 Corinthians 1:26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise, according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. What does that mean? Well, the higher you sort of go up the food chain, people start to compromise. People compromise. Politicians got elected for telling the truth, begin to tell half-truths and three-quarter truths and one-quarter truth. Why? Pressure's on. Pressure's on. I gotta keep what I got. I got to keep what I got. No, you got to do what's right because it's right to do what's right. If you don't get reelected, you know, get you a different hobby if you can't do what's right. You got to do what's right. It's being noble. I like this. Philippians 4:8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, lovely, are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. He's telling the Philippians, listen, I got one final thought for you. What? Think about this. What final thought? I won't see you again. I'm going to give you one final thought. I may never see you again, so I'm going to give you one. Remember this one final thought I'm going to give you. Remember this. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are true, whatever the, meditate on these things. If I never see you again, remember this. Whatever's noble, meditate on that. Whatever's noble, meditate on that. If I never see you again, if you never hear me write another letter to you, you never get to hear me preach again, if you don't remember anything else, remember this. Meditate on what's noble. Do what's right because it's right to do what's right. Think what's right. Read what's right. Sing what's right. Don't sing stupid. Don't think stupid. Think on these things. Whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. Those things are trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Then I like this one. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. Listen, my beloved brethren. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and theirs the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? Do not the rich blaspheme that noble by which you are called? Do not the rich blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? So there's some people that are blaspheming. What name? Christian? Christian? You know, the Christian is not the most popular person on this planet. For the last 3-4 decades, the world's risen up against Christians. We don't want them in office. We don't want them in the public. We don't want them to have a TV program. We don't want them to make a movie. You just need to go to your church and stay there. Don't come out. Well, no, we are the salt and the light of this planet. We're supposed to have influence. We're not supposed to dominate, but we are supposed to have influence. And so there's opposition to having influence. There's the devil that wants you to stay hidden and stay in your church, stay behind your pew, and don't get out. Don't get involved in anything. And so there are rules and regulations in this country. For example, we registered people to vote in our local church years ago because it was illegal. We don't tell who to vote for. We don't tell who to register for. We're not allowed to do that. But we would register both Democrat and Republican. And you can go back and you can get to register. So we had almost 1,200 people in our church that were not even registered to vote. So in about 12 months, we registered over 1,200 people to vote. We're trying to get them involved in their government. You pray for your government, pray for those in authority and all those who rule over you. I'm to pray for those. But I'm also to support them. How are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to vote for them. You know, I'm going to make sure every newspaper for every election prints out what they believe in, what they don't believe in, what they stand for, what they don't stand for, both politicians and judges. They'll print something in the local paper. Well, get your local paper and read it before you go to the ballot box. What are you voting for? And I've carried them. I've carried a whole newspaper. Well, I got Billy Bob here. What's he believe? Yeah, I like that. Don't like that. Okay, I'm going to vote for him. Jimmy Bob. What's he believe? No, I'm not voting for Jimmy Bob. And I would just read. And I take something a long time. What are you trying to do? I'm trying to do what's right. You know, I'm going to put the noble in office. I want a person who does what's right when I put them in there. So I've got to get to know them and what they've done and what they're known for, you know, the steps that they've taken. And so we're all known in our community for who we are. You may think you're lying to somebody, but we're all known for who we are. I saw that when I was a school administrator. I saw it when I was in school, elementary, junior high school. People were known for what they were. Now, you can lie all you want, but you're known for who you are and what you do. Be sure your sin will find you out. You are known, so do what's right. Because people are watching anyhow. Do what's right because it's right to do what's right. God bless, guys. Thank you for listening today. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.